The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Karen Gregg from AO Thunder. Karen, we'll come on to that in a minute, but before we look at 2026, let's have a look at some of the people that have left you. Obviously, El Murray off to Thunderbirds, Paige has gone to Rhinos, and Anya to Forest. They still played a part last season, didn't they?
Yeah, a massive part. And again, it's looking at India as well. Obviously, she's gone over to Rhinos too. She came in as a replacement player for Nat last season. So, yeah, it's great to see those guys picking up contracts elsewhere and getting some opportunity to go and get some real court time. And they played a huge part of what we achieved last year. And whilst you can almost be disappointed that we didn't lift the trophy come the end of 2025 season, we were certainly really proud of what we did achieve in that year with all the kind of adversity that we faced from before the season even started and right through. So to kind of come third technically was a huge effort for our group, and I think it showed some great resilience throughout.
It's not about an individual player. The statement of intent was made from you early on. I'm maybe naturally thinking of two. Let's start with the return of Elle and being able to bring her home.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, Ellen has always been obviously part of Manchester Thunder from being 12, 13 years old. So she's definitely part of our DNA at Thunder. So when those conversations were started last year, we weren't 100% sure whether she was going to come home. She was still weighing up whether coming home was the right thing for her to do or whether she was going to give SSN another year and another crack. Because obviously she had to ended up sitting out all last season due to injury. So we had some really good conversations with Elle, and just kind of her mindset of where she's at and what she wants to bring back to our league and what she wants to bring back to Manchester Thunder really impressed me with kind of the growth that she's made over those 3 years that she was away. So critical to get someone of Eleanor's calibre back in the Thunder dress. As at that point, we were aware that Elle Murray was probably going to move on. So to be able to secure solid shooting power was critical for us.
The other player is naturally Sophie as well. So many people head to Australia, but to secure somebody like that, a move to Super League, that's going to be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I think Sophie's a player that I've admired for a long time. And you say a long time, she's only 21. But I remember watching her debut when she played for Swifts when she just turned 17. And I think from then she's shown how exciting of a player she is. And she's so hungry. She's so hungry to learn. She's so hungry to develop. And, you know, if we manage to keep her over here for a couple of seasons, that would be great. But I know she's got big ambitions of going back and really breaking the mould out in SSN. And hopefully one day she wants to represent the Diamonds. So if we can be a part of her development and helping her get to where she wants to be, then that's obviously kudos to us as a club as well. So the fact that she chose Manchester Thunder to be a part of her netball journey makes us really proud. It makes us show that, you know, we have got that reputation across the world as being a club that develops athletes, that looks after people, and it's a real good culture to be a part of. So, yeah, to have somebody who's played four seasons of SSN at such a young age under the belt in our midst, it's really exciting. You know, the professionalism that she brings to the group, the energy that she brings to the group, the hunger. I'm definitely keen to see kind of what that looks like within our environment as we go through the season.
Do you reckon Helen must have had a word?
Helen didn't know anything about it. Everything was kept really, really quiet.
Wow.
And that was kind of as a request from both Sophie and her agent representing her, was really keen to keep it under wraps. We did speak quite early doors, and, you know, we obviously would respect any player's wishes to do that. So
yeah.
Helen actually found out only the day before the rest of the world found out, and I know she was super excited for Sophie and was really pleased that she made the decision that she was. So I think that kind of made Sophie feel much better about her decision as well, as I know she was nervous, is it the right thing to do? And I think once Helen kind of said, you're definitely doing the right thing, Thunder's a good place to be, yeah, she's kind of thrown everything at it ever since. So yeah, that was great for Helen to kind of speak so highly of us as well.
Nice to hear. How are things looking between her and the rest of the team ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think really, really exciting. I think a little rusty in places. You know, unfortunately, we've only had the full group in for 1 week at this point. So we've had two training sessions and a bit of a friendly game against Rhinos last week, and that's the first time that we've had all girls together. But they're not all fully fit. I can't actually go into that at this point, but they won't all be out on court at the weekend. And we've just got to take this weekend as an opportunity to get some match minutes under people's belts, build some connections, build some communication, and just kind of get people out on court, because we haven't been able to do that in this pre-season. You know, our Roses players, we've only really had access for 2 weeks before we got them back last week, and once in October and once over Christmas. And we didn't get Nicola into camp till last week. So it's been very fragmented. Losing kind of six of your players in pre-season is not easy. So we're very much using this window of opportunity of Super Cup to just get out there and see where we're at and build and develop connections.
It's fantastic that investment is finally there from AO.
Yeah, you know, we're super excited to have AO as our headline title sponsors. You know, they've been part of us now as a club for the last 4 years, since 2022. And, you know, just the way they communicate with us, the way they operate with us, it's a real family piece, I feel. And I think they're a great brand. They're a global brand. People know who they are. I think their AO Let's Go definitely kind of rings true throughout the franchise, as well as them as a company. So for them to see that netball is on the up, and for them to recognise in Manchester Thunder that we're a club that definitely has high ambition, it's great to have them signed up as our title sponsors for the next 5 years, and I'm excited to see what we are capable of doing with that investment.
And the first game after the Super Cup is Pulls Away. Nat was telling me that they're expecting upwards of 5,000 people.
What a way. You know, we look at it and go, our first game of the season, they're throwing us against Pulse, which we know is going to be a real challenge. But I think it just shows kudos to the league, and the fact that first game of the season, you know, we're happy that we're able to kind of generate that push for tickets with Pulse, that people actually want to come and watch what I'm sure will be such a high quality game for an opener.
And obviously you're one of the most successful sides in the league. So finally, Karen, what challenges does that bring?
You go into a season, and I think as Manchester Thunder, we have not fallen out of that top four. We've never come lower than third. So for the last 16, 17 years, we haven't been set out of that top four. So I think that always means that you're going to have a target on your back. I think we are the hunted. People see us as a threat every year, and that this year is going to be no different. I'm going into my 10th season as a head coach, which I think out of all the teams in the league, I think I'm the most long-standing. So it's definitely a challenge to kind of keep that energy and that drive, but definitely with the group that we've got, it definitely keeps me going and sets us a new challenge each day in training. You know, working with Laura and Gabs as my assistant coaches and our fantastic sports medicine team, we've definitely got a group of athletes and staff that are able, I believe, to get over the line. But we know that target will firmly and always be on our back. But we've just got to go out there and just play the Thunder way, get our heads down, and just hopefully, you know, keep stretching ourselves, keep pushing ourselves and demanding more of each other each week. And if we can do that, hopefully that will see us in a good place come the end of the season.
Thanks, Karen. Good luck for the season.
Thanks, Andy. Take care.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.